Bow Valley, winter is on the way and local ski hills are preparing to open in Banff National Park and Kananaskis Country. Sunshine Village Ski Resort will be first to open Thursday, November 3, Lake Louise Ski Resort opens Friday, November 4, Mount Norquay Ski Resort opens November 10, and Nikiska Ski Area opens November 11. The November 3 opening makes Sunshine Village the first ski resort in Canada to welcome the public for the 2022-23 season. It is also Sunshine's earliest opening date in more than three decades. Runs available on opening day are Strawberry Express, the Terrain Park, and all runs off the chair. Thanks to the snow we've received from Mother Nature, we are now able to open a week early and we're thrilled to be able to open November 3rd, said Kendra Scherfield, Director of Brand and Communications at Sunshine Village. Thursday, oh Thursday, we'll ski ya on Thursday. You read that correct. We will open for the 2022-23 ski season on Thursday, November 3rd. Thanks to the generous snowfall over the past week, we can now gleefully say we will open this Thursday. Photo from lastyearpic.twitter.com/57jagay03, Sunshine Village, at Sunshine Village, November 1, 2022. For the past 7 days, fresh powder has been dumping down at local ski resorts. As of Tuesday, November 1, Lake Louise has recorded 44 centimeters of snow the past week. Sunshine Village has reported 58 centimeters, and Nikiska in Kananaskis Country has had 25 centimeters dumped down. According to Environment Canada, Banff National Park and Kananaskis Country are expected to have temperatures below zero and periods of snow and flurries until at least Monday, November 7. We know you've been waiting for news. We're here to let you know we'll be opening for our first preview weekend November 11-13. Stay tuned to our snow report or RCR app for more details. https://t.co/invexc7va/ski-close/tag-nikiska-tag-abviews-tag-winter-is-here-pick.twitter.com/d5quakd1g Nikiska Ski Area, at Ski Nikiska, November 2, 2022. As Canadians dust off their skis and snowboards this week, the ski world will once again be shifting its focus to Banff National Park. Later this month and in December, Lake Louise Ski Resort hosts the Alpine World Cups for the world's fastest skiers. The men's event takes place November 25-27, and is followed by the women's event December 2-4. In the off-season, the Lake Louise Ski Resort made improvements to its Juniper area, which includes a new chairlift and resort-wide snowmaking upgrades, from flip-flops to ski boots in 1 week. We are 1 week away from our tentative opening day. Mother Nature helped us out last night and the forecast for the next 4 days is looking great. Snowflake, 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 hashtag just like it, hashtag Lakelouise, hashtag Skilouise, pic.twitter.com/silpiubscp, Lake Louise Ski Resort and Summer Gondola, at Skilouise, October 28, 2022. As crowds get ready to head to the mountains, all local ski hills have reverted to pre-pandemic mandates, meaning COVID-19 rules and restrictions no longer apply. However, representatives from the local ski hills said cleaning and safety will continue to be a top priority.